When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Well, welcome back to another Wednesday whiskey interview from you boys in the Buffalo Happy Hour. Today we got a rye option coming out of Minor Case. Just kidding, it's Limestone Branch Distillery, but they call themselves Minor Case. Michael, you want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, it's a straight rye, finished in a sherry cask out of Kentucky. It is 90 proof. It is about $35 after tax. Note, after tax. So it's a nice affordable option for you to do a lot of things with. This specific bottle is actually signed by head distiller Stephen Beam, so that's pretty cool. We actually got this from Addy's, so Addy's, thank you for having this option readily available for a lot of whiskey enjoyers to enjoy. But like you said, it's with Limestone Distillery called Minor Case, and this is a phenomenal option, not just neat, but in a Manhattan.
Yeah.
May or may not know from personal experience.
This is coming out, like we said, Limestone Branch, but this is Stephen Beam, who, if you didn't see our interview with Stephen Beam, we did have one. He is a relative of Jim Beam. This whole Beam family goes back very, very long. In Minor Case, I believe, if I remember correctly, is the name of his grandfather that was a direct, or he was a uncle to Jim Beam, or brother or something like that.
There's some
family tie to this. That's why it's called Minor Case. Is it's related to a family member, I believe his grandfather, and he liked rye, I think. So that's kind of where all this is tying in. No direct relationship, like, distillery-wise, to the Jim Beam distillery. They're just relatives. So there you go. Label branding. What do you got from this?
I don't mind the bottle shape. So it's got that stereotypical flask bottle. Mm-hmm. It is a real cork. It is not necessarily a label per se, but everything is on the glass itself, which is nice. It is elevated, and they got a very bold with paper fillant of the cutout for the straight rye on the very bottom of the label. Mm-hmm. So that's a nice little touch. You can see it in the shot with camera two a bit better, but this is an indent, and then it's like a filament paper that's in there telling you that it's a straight rye.
Yeah.
So finish in a sherry cask. So I don't mind this. It does fit well on a shelf, either, you know, label out or to the side. Mm-hmm. So to me,
I like the green too. I like when distilleries incorporate the green for rye.
Yes, I agree with you. For me, I don't hate it at all. It does kind of look good next to other bottles. Mm-hmm. I would go A minus. No packaging, but it's a rye.
Yeah, A minus. That sounds good. I agree. Nose. So this is a straight rye. Do you know the mash on this? I can't remember what he was saying. Is this 95.5 or is this just like a 51.49 situation?
I'm not positive. We'll quickly double check that. Yeah. Because there were conflicting reports, but we'll just re-verify. I cannot wait for you to judge this nose. Like, strictly judge it.
Give us your thoughts right now.
Well, there's one note.
It's 51 rye, 45 corn, and 4 malted barley.
There you go.
It's 2 years old, which makes sense, because it's just called a straight rye. This says that this is $49.99, $50, but we got it for $35.
After
it's
tax.
A steal right there.
I wouldn't say steal. It's just an affordable rye option.
It's a steal, bro.
Goodness. What are your thoughts on the rubber note in the nose? It's like that weird medicinal rubber note. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, a little bit. I can pick that up. First, I was getting more leather. But now that you say rubber, now that's in my head, and I got like a burnt rubber, like a racetrack.
Yeah, I feel more rubber than leather for this.
Yeah.
Not off-putting, but it's noticeable.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah,
and then
a little
I'm just
rubber.
I'm just getting grain. So I'm getting I'm getting a green note on the nose, which is kind of inviting in my opinion. I don't hate it.
I will say these legs are...
The legs are?
They're not super, super thick. I mean, they're definitely there.
Okay.
You have to let it sit, though, in order for these legs to actually come out, because they are that thick. You would almost think that there are no legs because of how slow they move. I thought that there weren't any in the first place, but this is pretty, pretty leggy.
What do you rate the nose?
B check, I would
agree.
Say.
I agree.
Definitely had better, more well-rounded rye notes. When I have a rye, I traditionally look for that almost like burnt wood, very spicy, peppery. This has more of that rubber and synthetic smell, I guess you can say, instead of that natural grainy. So I generally prefer more of that natural grainy pepper rather than the synthetic rubber pepper.
Yep.
But this isn't bad. All right. I was almost going to sip there. That was bad.
Well, we're at the initial taste.
Now we are, yeah. All right, initial taste.
I'm getting almost immediately pepper, obviously because it's a rye. The grain does follow it, which I do like. I like that it's grain forward in the initial taste because there are some ryes where it's so pepper heavy, especially 95.5s, that you're not getting any type of semblance of grain until the ending note.
Yeah.
So I do like that it's grain forward with a touch of pepper.
I do think it's pretty dry, though, in the grand scheme of things. It's pretty dry. I notice this a lot with young ryes. Well, young whiskey in general, but specifically with rye because of how spicy and it lacks the sweetness because it's a rye. And with this one being 51 rye and majority corn, I feel like corn needs a barrel to be sitting in a barrel for a long time in order for it to taste good. That's my opinion on corn.
Can you imagine this at 6 years?
Yeah, I mean, if this is only 2 years, that's kind of where I'm getting at, is the rye has that flavor, but it lacks a lot of the body because it's only been in a barrel for 2 years.
Yeah.
So this is coming very peppery, sweet, not hot, though. This is not a hot product. It's more of just like it stings the tongue a little bit because of that rye. But to me, we'll get to this more in the ending note, it lacks a lot of the body. This is a very thin, non-viscous, which is interesting because of the legs that you saw on the glass.
Yeah.
But this is a very front-forward, and it lacks kind of that middle body to me.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go flat B on the initial taste. I don't think it's a C.
Yeah, I was going to go C plus, so let's go B minus.
Interesting. Okay, I agree. Any note? I have this, like, itch that's just, it's perpetual today. It's so annoying.
It's that beard, bro, because it's that length. So that length kills you.
First of all, it is moisturized, but it's just so damn dry out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad.
Ending note, I would say it's definitely still flat. You're getting, if you just focus on the ending note, I'm thinking that I'm getting a lot of honey. Maybe that's the remnants of the tequila that we had earlier.
Yeah, I'm not getting honey, but I am getting a little bit of wood sugar, but not honey. Are you getting any vanilla?
A little bit. I think that this would be so much better if this was at least 4 years.
I agree with you. I really want to try this at six. I don't know if it's feasible, but I want to try one of these at six.
But again, going back to your initial thoughts on the price, this is $35 after tax, so you can't really be expecting a perfect whiskey. Like, there's going to be some substitution that you have to make because you're not going to sit on a product for 6 years and then be able to put it out for $35. It just wouldn't really be feasible.
I'm going
to
pull the receipt. I'm fairly confident it is $35 after tax, but...
Is it at Addy still?
Yeah.
Let me check on their site. But yeah, I think that it's a solid option for the price point. But to me, it definitely lacks some of that fuller body that I appreciate in whiskey, specifically one that is primarily corn. Like, this is a rye whiskey, yes. It's 51% rye, but it's still a majority, like 45% corn. Like, that's still a lot of corn in there.
Well, where would you rate the final rating? Or, I'm sorry, the ending note. Would you...
Yeah, dude, $29.99 at Addy's.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, I would...
Ending note, I'm honestly going to go C.
I'm okay with that. Flat C. I'm okay with that. So, final rating, Ooh, gotta think about that.
Yeah, this is gonna be tough, actually.
This is so good at Manhattan's. Especially because of the sherry. If you smoke it in cherry flake, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's something that we really didn't talk about, because I'm not getting a ton of sherry influence on this.
Because no. You would expect more cherry to be coming through.
So sherry cask finished, which means it wasn't aged in there for the full time. So
yep.
If this is 2 years old, I'm assuming it stayed in a barrel for a year and a half, and then it transitioned to a sherry cask for like 3-4 months.
Or six, so, maybe.
Yeah, so you're really not getting it a lot of bourbon notes, because it only was in a new char oak barrel for such a limited time. And then he threw it in a sherry cask. I'm not getting a ton of that sherry note.
I'm with you.
All right. Ready?
Final rating?
Yep.
Okay. Give me the countdown.
3, 2, 1.
76.5.
That's pretty dope, dude.
Wow. Nice job.
Nice job, team. Yeah, I mean, you brought it up a couple times, but Manhattan. This is a very good option for a cocktail, because yes. It still has that traditional rye taste to it, with that lacking of the full body, but when you put it in a cocktail, everything works together to complement each other. So that's where you're going to get still that rye flavor, but honestly, something that isn't very full-bodied would probably interact better in a cocktail, because now you're not drowning out the middle of that cocktail flavor with just whiskey.
Yeah, I agree with you. Still a solid option. Would you have this in your collection for $35 after tax in New York State?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't. It's cheap, but...
It's affordable.
Yeah, it's affordable. Okay, sorry. It is affordable option, but I feel like the amount of times that I consume a cocktail, I would rather have a Hartmann's in my collection that is definitely more expensive, but I can drink neat and in a cocktail and not be mad at myself that I'm putting it in a cocktail. You know, like I wouldn't... If I had the only option between this $35 option or like an $80 rye that I would want to put in a cocktail, I would probably get this. But to me, this is a one-trick pony. This is only a cocktail rye for me. And I would rather have something that I can drink neat and in a cocktail. Personally, that's my opinion.
I agree with you. If a rye is in the house, I'm going to make a cocktail out of it. So I've obviously made Manhattans with a lot of different options. Sazerac rye is a affordable option that you really don't care about. I feel like this is a better tasting rye that you could substitute if you wanted to.
Sure.
So I would have it in my collection. Is it my absolute go-to? No. But to answer the question, I would.
Yeah! I mean, you do. So.
I do. But anywho,
did you buy this for your collection, or did you buy this just to pick up a bottle?
I bought this for Manhattan's.
Got it. Well, then there you go. There's your answer. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to today's Wednesday Whiskey Review with Minor Case Rye Whiskey, 51% rye, 45% corn, and 4% malted barley. If you did drink this with us, or any whiskey for that matter, we always recommend to drink responsibly, being a person. And Michael,
do not litter.
We're out.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.